You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is Robert Casperson. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Great. How about you?
Doing well, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So you are the boys basketball coach, varsity coach at JDHS, Ciudad Acatlé. How long have you been doing that?
This is my 20th year as a coach, so wow. 11 as an assistant, and this will be my 9th as a head coach.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got started pretty young, but it's weird to say that I've been doing anything for 20 years. I don't feel that old.
So how is the team looking this year? When does your season begin?
Officially December 4th, but the boys have been working really hard getting ready with preseason stuff and open gyms. And so we should be okay. It just really depends on how hard they want to work getting ready for the season and once we start. We are returning a lot of our statistical leaders and so that's always helpful. You know, our leading scorer is coming back, our leading rebounder is coming back, our leading shot blocker is coming back. So, but we have some big shoes to fill. We graduated some pretty talented seniors, especially when it comes to being able to shoot the three-pointer. Mm. So we're looking to have some kids step up into that role. And with the work I've seen so far, I think they're getting ready and they're going to be okay.
That's great. Great yeah. to hear. And who is the first matchup against?
Our first home games will be with the Cap City Classic. And that'll be fun. We have North Pole, Soldotna, and a team from Las Vegas coming up, Rancho High School in Las Vegas.
Wow.
That actually has a player on their team who used to live here in Juneau and is friends with a lot of our guys. So that's kind of a neat little connection there. But our actual first games will be down in Las Vegas at the Tarkanian Classic.
Okay. So, wow. Yeah. That's actually not what I was expecting to hear at all. I thought you'd be playing against a local team.
No, we'll start our conference games a little later in the season, and that's kind of important. You know, we need to play a lot of other people to get ready for those.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty challenging schedule ahead of us in preparation for our conference games. We'll be up at the Diamond Tournament at the Alaska Prep Shootout, and then we'll be back at the Alaska Airlines Classic at West Anchorage. So a couple of really top-notch tournaments up there. And then we end up coming back and start conference play late January, early February in preparation for our region tournament. But our conference is going to be very tough. You know, we know that Thunder Mountain's returning a lot of talent, also probably the most talented team in our conference right now. Ketchikan's just coming off a state championship.
Wow.
They did graduate a lot of their key players from that, but we know that those kids work hard and they have some talent coming back too. So they're going to be scrapping right in the mix. It should be a lot of fun. It should make for some very entertaining games for basketball fans.
Absolutely. And I know basketball is huge around here. So
it is.
Everybody's looking yeah. forward to it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you kind of came here to talk about basketball, but there's a lot more than basketball going on in your program. And recently you were honored with a leadership award for your work with Coaching Boys into Men, which is a program that, well, you can maybe speak more about it, better about it than I can, but it's integrated into your coaching mm-hmm. style. So tell me how that came about.
Years back now, I was approached by our former athletic director, Sandy Wagner. She encouraged me to get involved with this program, Coaching Boys into Men. And it comes from a group called Futures Without Violence that's been around for about 30 years. It's a national organization, and they developed this curriculum specifically for coaches of boys' teams to try to help guide boys into doing things in a more respectful way. There's, you know, our state, sadly, is one of the leaders in the nation in domestic violence and sexual assault. And I believe the statistics say that like 97% of the perpetrators of that violence and sexual assault are men, right? So clearly we're part of the problem, but this is also an opportunity for us to be part of the solution. And so what we're trying to do is help the boys realize that there can be a different way to do it than maybe anything they've experienced before. And it's all respect-based and conversation-based about how to treat people and just kind of trying to break that cycle or help the boys become better equipped to identify incidents of, you know, like bullying is where we start with, things like that. You know, things that start out probably a lower level and trying to make sure that we're not engaged in it. But if we see it, that we are more likely to identify it and be able to be an upstander for somebody as opposed to just a bystander. That's really what a lot of that work is focused on. And we've seen some really good results. I've been doing it for about 8 years, maybe 9 years now. I guess 8 years because I did it starting my second year. as a head coach. And just over time, we've really seen a change in our program. It's helped us through a lot of tough times, you know, not just on the court, obviously, but we have become closer as a group. Because of this, we've built a lot of trust through using coaching boys into men, and it's helped us through some really tough personal situations for our guys. You know, there's been a lot of loss and some pain and suffering that's really impacted our program over the last few years. And I think it's, you know, the bonds that we have through this program of coaching boys into men has helped build their resiliency and their ability to kind of deal with some of these situations in their lives.
Are there specific techniques that you apply through coaching sports, or is coaching boys into men more of like a reference for you when you see something that you know you need to address?
Well, and that's one thing that the players have really taken on and championed. You know, they'll remind each other, and that's a big piece of this too, is that they need to police each other. These things are going to happen so often outside of the purview of the coaches and things like that, where, you know, walking through the halls of school or in the lunchroom or in the locker room or something. And so it's more about giving them the tools to be able to police themselves and remind each other. You know, we know they're kids. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to slip as they're making these efforts to learn how to treat each other better, differently. And so often they'll say like, hey man, choose respect. Or they'll just be like, hey dude, coach them boys into men. And so that's just kind of a quick little reminder that snaps them back and kind of gets them to refocus. And we've actually had reports back that, you know, through this program in our school, that things have become better in our school too. Like there's been a decrease in some of the issues we were seeing before with bullying and stuff like that, and kids are being nicer to each other. And if you can kind of address those low level behaviors early on, it helps redirect them, and then it doesn't become a bigger problem.
Well, rightly so. You received an award. It was on September 15th at a San Francisco Giants game. And tell me a little bit about that experience.
So that was the Futures Without Violence program brought me down through Ron Barney. He's a tie between Alaska's efforts with coaching boys into men and the national program of Futures Without Violence. He lives down in California. And so what that was I got to go down and they had this ceremony. We got, you know, essentially backstage passes. We got, you know, to go into this suite and pregame, and they had the award presentation. They were honoring a couple different programs. They, you know, they honored me and our program for the work we're doing in Alaska. They honored the UC Berkeley men's gymnastics team as they're expanding coaching boys into men to the whole men's athletic department at UC Berkeley, which is the first NCAA Division I team to take this on. But it was really cool. Like, I got to have my family down there. So my two daughters, Carlin and Bristol, and then my wife, Paula, got to come down. And we all got to go out on the field pregame. And it was a neat experience, you know, just to be out there. And the players are warming up, and they come over and say hi and stuff while you're out there on the field. And just, it was amazing. You know, I honestly thought the grass was fake. It was so finely manicured and so perfect. It didn't look real, but it was, because I took a piece.
How did you get nominated for this honor?
That I had, I don't know, through Ron Barney, because far as I know, he's the one that called me up and said, hey, man, I got some great news. And
oh,
he was
neat.
Just so excited. I was like, are you kidding? Like, I was shocked and humbled. You know, I went down there and as receiving it, you know, I said I was willing to do it, but only for acknowledging the program here in Alaska, because there's a lot of great coaches around the state. You know, there's about, I believe our numbers are 190 to 210 coaches statewide have been trained. And we have around 20 different programs statewide that are and high schools around the state that are implementing currently. We want to see that number grow. And I'm hoping that through, you know, some of the momentum that's kind of being built up, the awareness that's being generated on this topic of coaching boys into men and the issues with domestic violence and sexual assault in Alaska, that we'll start to see more programs get involved with giving their kids the tools to make some changes.
I hope so, too. On top of that award, you also attended the AFN conference. That was just two weeks ago, mm-hmm. where you received another award. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, the Shirley DeMintoff Award. That was through the governor's office, and they want to acknowledge a program. The award itself is to be given to individuals or groups that support programs that help women and children. And they looked around the state and they landed on coaching boys into men and our efforts to try to change how kids approach each other. And hopefully that you know, the data has shown that we've had an impact at our school level and stuff. And so we're hoping that that's going to continue to grow and end up changing things statewide for us. So that was a really cool experience. Boy, I'll tell you, though, the kid that really knocked it out of the park was a young man from CAKE. His name is Simon Friday. And he got up there and he gave an incredible speech that really moved the crowd, you know, just rousing and applause and everything. He did such a great job. And he's a sophomore at UAF, but he went through coaching boys into men over in CAKE starting in eighth grade when he was starting to play high school basketball in eighth grade because they were such a small school they could use eighth graders too. So he spent 5 years in the program over there. And I couldn't have been more proud of him. I had just met him when we went up there. I had met him that morning and he was a great kid and a very fine representative, not only of CAKE and his family, obviously, but just really what this program hopes to see the kids come out with.
How has it felt for you to be recognized and honored for this important work?
Well, it's definitely an honor. There's no doubt about that. It's humbling to have these opportunities, but I also know it's I don't accept these just for me. It's not me doing this. You know, people brought this to me. I've done work with our kids. There's so much support, and there's so many coaches around the state. You know, I'm really proud that not only do we do this for boys basketball, JDHS, but Thunder Mountain boys basketball and Coach Plasko does it, and so does Eric Stockhausen down in Ketchikan. You know, the 3-4A boys schools in our region have all done this program for years now. So, you know, I feel like I'm just maybe the vessel to kind of carry those awards. It's the program itself that's really making a difference, and I feel very thankful to be the one who gets to go.
Any specific reasons that you're motivated to focus on this and to continue focusing on it? We've talked about a lot of them already, but maybe something that's more personal to you.
Sure. You know, I mean, I have two daughters, you know, and one of the coaches mentioned that he knew his daughters were going to get older and he wanted to make sure that the opportunities for them were better. And that's true. Like that's kind of how I look at it too. I want to make sure that my girls are going to grow up in a world where the reality isn't one in two women in our state has either experienced intimate partner violence or sexual assault. Like that's awful. I want that to be different for them and for all the girls and women in our state. And I saw this as possibly a way that I could affect some change. I've always believed that coaching is not, if you're doing it right, it's not just for wins and losses. You know, yeah, you want to try to win and come up with a great play that really works. But we know that most of our kids at the high school level in Alaska especially are not going to continue on and play college or professionally. But they're all going to grow up and be professionals in life in some aspect. You know, they're going to be husbands, fathers, community members, you know, business owners. I want to help them have the tools to be successful in those areas. So, yeah, when a lot of people ask me, you know, at the end of a season, hey, how do you feel? Were you guys a success? My standard answer has become, like, I'm not going to know for 5 to 10 years because I need to see what these guys go off and do. And if they go off in 5 to 10 years and they're raising their families right and they're being supportive of their communities and giving back and doing all the things that we talked about, then I'll know that we were a success.
I love your philosophy. I think JDHS, Yadat at Calais, is very lucky to have you. And these boys have a great role model in you. Women have known for a long time that it's more than just a domestic violence, is more than a women's issue. And I love to see men like you making an example in the community and influencing the youth. So thank you so much for doing what you do.
Yeah, well, I do appreciate that. Thank you. You know, and there is another opportunity coming up. I was just on the phone on my way down here talking with Jordan over at Zach Gordon Youth Center. Mm-hmm. And she has that coaching, I'm not really sure what it's called, you know, but there's like these other avenues for coaching and stuff. And she's really hoping that a lot of local coaches, like we have so many people in this town that work hard to give back to kids. You know, a lot of volunteers, with be it JYFL or Gastineau Channel Little League, there's a lot of coaches in this town that could benefit from what she's offering coming up November 8th. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but they're bringing in a national speaker that's talking about like different ways to interact with coaching and to make sure you're paying attention to like the whole kid, not just, you know, if they can throw a curveball or, you know,
right,
kick a field goal or something like that. So I'm excited. She asked me to be a part of that, and I'm going to share some of the experiences of coaching boys and men and help promote that program during her thing. But it's also things like brain development and different things too that I think would be great for a lot of the coaches in this town if they had the opportunity to come in and get involved.
That's terrific. I'm glad you mentioned that. Maybe yeah. Jordan will come on the show and tell us more about that. But in the meantime, thank you. You know, on Tuesdays we do these updates with the Juneau School District and Coach Robert Casperson. I know it's not easy to come on and sort of toot your own horn and talk about yourself, but I'm really glad to know that you're out there doing this work. And I'm very glad that you came by today to share it with our listeners. So thank you so much for being here.
All right. Thank you.